The president has been very clear, shutdown will be unacceptable.
The Biden administration pressing the Senate to bring to his desk this weekend that legislation that would avert a crippling railroad strike. Live team coverage continues in Washington and on Capitol Hill with Fox's Jared Halpern. So this did pass the House yesterday. Do we see action as early as today, tomorrow, so it can land on his desk by the weekend?
I think the Senate is hopeful to pass this today. We saw some of the procedural steps needed to do that yesterday, but the question is always going to be on the numbers on the math, Rich, and whether or not there are the 60 votes needed to advance not just the first piece of legislation, but recall that the House passed a second separate piece of legislation that would add into this agreement seven paid sick days, something that these unions that have not ratified the deal have long sought. I think just getting the underlying deal, forcing this agreement, is the easier lift in the Senate. But again, it's going to depend on the numbers. You need 60 votes. There have been Democrats who have expressed their reservations about not allowing the union to strike. You've had small market kind of Republicans who have suggested that this is not the place for congressional intervention. And other Republicans who frankly just don't believe that this is something that they should be asked to do, given the president's insistence that he averted this back in the fall with the White House brokered deal.
All right, we'll see where the storyline may go through the day. We'll listen for your reporting on it. Fox's Jared Halpern. And if there is indeed any breaking developments to pass along today, download the WOKV app. We can send you that alert.